My name is Julie Tumamayat Stensley. I am a Chumash descendant. My relatives were born out on both Santa Cruz and Santa Rosa Island. My great-grandfather gave us our name, Tumamayat, and it was said to have meant an orphan, one who was raised by his grandparents and learned to carry things on his back. His grandparents were from Santa Cruz Island. Shualhio is one of the biggest villages there on the eastern part of the island. There were people there living off the resources in a very gentle, easy way that allowed the island to regenerate itself, and they revered the island. So I can imagine my ancestors who were living on the mainland going over on the Tomal, and in those days it took a long time, it looked days probably, or a day at least, to go over there on a good paddling day. You were welcomed, probably with some welcome songs. You were fed abalone, jerky, probably some lobsters. A very beautiful place to greet you and to welcome you to be here. And you brought things from the mainland over to trade. Many of my relatives and people that I know have not visited the islands, but they look at them and they know that we are descendants from the islands. But the ones who have ventured over are exhilarated and almost like a homecoming for some, a very spiritual experience. If they get a glimpse of the island fox or, any of the native animals out there, then they're really very touched by having that experience of being on this ancient land. My children come with me when I do many programs, and they do hear about our relatives who are from these different village names. We sing songs from the islands. We tell the stories from the islands. As they grow up, I hope that they can keep up with me and be able to understand how important it is to have a voice with the islands, to know the plants and to help protect the land and their culture. I think with the work that the National Parks has done, myself being included in some of those activities and educational projects, that we see the restoration of the islands and the protection of the cultural resources. We see the preservation of our culture in terms of its physical presence, but we can also know that for future generations, our children will be able to go and see the islands in a natural way and hold on to and keep the stories of our ancestors.